It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Bill Kite is here from the Glenwood Springs Historical Society. A couple items on the agenda, I guess you might say, Bill. Ghost Walk tonight, and Ghost Walks for the rest of the month, if I remember correctly, the schedule from last year. Plus, we'll talk about Garfield County Question 1A, brought up, what's the word I'm looking for, sponsored by, supported by Citizens for Historic Garfield County. We'll explain that as we get there. Let's start with the Ghost Walks. This has been such a staple in Glenwood, at least, for the last 20 years?
18 years. This is our 18th year, and it does occur during the off-season. So it brings in primarily tourists from out of town who come just for that event, and we're glad that we're an economic engine for Glenwood in that regard, and it's a lot of fun.
So I was close, a couple of years off. Now, for folks who aren't interested, for folks who don't know what the Ghost Walk is, this is a historical thing, obviously, because it originally started with the Frontier Historical Museum and now the Glenwood Historical Society, which is just kind of a name change as opposed to a new organization. Right. And you actually take people up to the old Linwood Cemetery where Doc Holliday is buried somewhere. And talk about the history of the cemetery and the area.
Right. We have a real rich history in Glenwood Springs, and a lot of characters are buried in the cemetery. And, you know, truth is stranger than fiction, so you don't have to embellish a lot of these stories. These are just the way things were in the Old West. And we have tours that start at 7, 7:45 and 8:30. We just ask that people don't bring real small children and babies to cry and disturb the rest of the tour. But a guide will take you up to the cemetery there, and there's six different characters dressed in period piece outfits. And children 12 and under are free. That we really want kids to understand and learn about their history. So we're quite proud of being able to offer that.
So it's not necessarily a spooky kind of thing.
No, it's not. It's historical. We do create a nice ambiance with the lanterns that we have and all. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun for anyone because I think people can learn about the local history. We have different characters each weekend that do the person that they're standing at their grave. So, yeah, we ask that people, you know, dress warm. And we've had trouble in the years past. A few people just get a little too intoxicated. It is Friday the 13th tonight, so that could be interesting.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, this, again, continues through the month of October, or how many weekends will you continue to do these ghost walks?
Right. It's the last three weekends of October and starting tonight. And it's the kind of thing that you can bring the kids, and they'll have a lot of fun with it, and it's a family event. The tickets are $20 for adults. They're $18 for seniors and $12 for members of the Historical Society.
And where can you buy those tickets?
Online at glenwoodhistory.com. We have a link there on the website that takes you right to the Yapcity ticket. They're really a good ticket, online ticket group that helps us out, and that's how we get it done.
And do the ghost walks happen Friday and Saturday nights for the rest of the month?
Correct, yeah, just Friday and Saturday nights here, the 13th, 14th, 20th, 21st, and 27th and 28th.
All right, and again at 7, 7:45, and 8:30. So they're fairly brief, but you will learn a lot of history about, you call them characters that are in Linwood Cemetery. Bill, we hear so much about Doc Holliday, and clearly he may be one of the most famous, would you say, former residents of Glenwood, but
right.
Sounds like there are other maybe lesser known but still interesting characters that are in Linwood Cemetery.
There are, especially women. Tonight we'll have Amelia Williams, who is portrayed by, Amelia's done by Hope Weeble, and she's really good at this. You'll learn a lot about the women of Glenwood Springs in the early years of our community. And we are hoping to have another satellite museum downtown Glenwood Springs that'll be a history museum about the women of Glenwood Springs. We're working behind the scenes to try to do that. Our ultimate goal is to have three satellites downtown in which we can tell the history of Glenwood Springs, and I'm pretty excited about that. So that's one of our characters, Amelia Williams.
So the first one would be in the 1,000 block of Colorado. The second would be, or am I a block off? Is it the 900 block of Colorado?
No, it's 1001 on Colorado Avenue. You got it. One block south of the post office.
Gotcha. The first satellite office, or the second museum, is in the basement of Bullock's.
Correct. We call it the Doc Holliday Collection, his life, legend, and lore. And we've had real good success with that, and we're hoping to expand to do others so we can eventually have, again, an economic engine for Glenwood where we bring tourists in. We have guides that will be dressed in period piece outfits. So we'd like to work out some deals with the motels and hotels and diners so that people can have a package deal and come to Glenwood Springs again during the off season. That really helps the economy.
And then, of course, the third museum now that you're talking about opening would focus on the history of women in Glenwood. And do you have a timeline for this, Bill, or is this tied in with the next part of our conversation?
No, we don't have a timeline yet. We're still working behind the scenes with some business people downtown and to see if we can make that happen. We hope we can. So we're still in the planning stages there.
Again, you can learn more and buy tickets for the Ghost Walks at glenwoodhistory.com. Again, they're $20 for that's the normal price of tickets, $18 for seniors, then $12 for members of the Glenwood Springs Historical Society. Can you also become a member on the website, Bill?
Not at this time. We've had a lot of trouble with the website, and it's not back up yet, so hopefully that'll be real soon. We also have a corporate rates for companies. Vision Security will be having a 915 tour one of the weeks here coming up. And then Alpine Bank, which is our sole sponsor, will also have a special tour. So if a company would like to treat all their employees to the Ghost Walk, we'll certainly oblige them.
And if folks would be interested in that, would the best way to just give you a call?
Right. Just give me a call at 948-9606, and we'll be able to make arrangements with them.
All right. We will take a quick break, come back, and talk about the next item on the agenda today, and that is Garfield County Question 1A. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Bill Kite, the executive director of Glenwood Historical Society and the Frontier Museum. We talked about the Ghost Walk, which has been such a big hit over the last 18 years in Glenwood. And you can enjoy one of those Ghost Walks Friday and Saturday nights at 7, 7:45, and 8:30. You can get tickets at glenwoodhistory.com. And again, they're the rest of the month. So Friday and Saturday, the 13th and 14th, 20th, 21st, and then 27th and 28th.
And you should probably get them now while you can, because they usually sell out.
I was going to say they sell out
until last minute.
About how far out do you sell out? I imagine it probably gets more and more so toward the end of the month.
Right, and it gets kind of hectic. Like today, at the end of the day, people go, "Oh, let's, you know, it looks nice. The weather's good. Let's go to the Ghost Walk." And then sometimes there's not tickets; they're all sold out. We limit the tours to 30 people because we want everybody to have a good experience.
Sure, that makes sense. And again, you've got six different characters that folks will meet on these Ghost Walks. And is it an interactive thing, Bill, or are these six characters just talking about themselves and about the history? Or do the folks get to ask questions?
Normally that comes at the end of the tour when they finish with that particular character. And sometimes they'll interact with the crowd. It just depends on how warm the crowd is. It's interesting. The chemistry of each tour is a little bit different.
Sure. I understand that. So on to Garfield County ballot question 1A. This is, I mean, it's the official name on the ballot is Citizens for Historic Garfield County. But this is actually a collaboration of similarly minded historic groups like the Glenwood Historical Society getting together and trying to get some kind of ongoing funding source in the future.
Right. We need a more sustainable way to run business. It's hand to mouth now for some of the historical societies, for most of us, actually. And a couple of them, if we don't get this funding, will probably go out of business. And that's a shame because this is our history we're talking about here, not some esoteric sort of thing. It's the archives where we keep information for anybody to come look up about their relatives. If they're writing a book, they can look in the archives. And then we also are going to have CMC give us all of the footage for the bridge construction from the start to the finish, and we're glad to be the repository for that archive. And we're leaning more in the direction of doing more digital archiving, so that's our first step, and I'm quite proud of that. But, yeah, the historical societies have been, you know, we aren't just sitting on our hands here. We, this summer for the Frontier Museum, have every time you were over at the farmer's market in Sarah Park, we were there with the beer tent. And for the fermentation festival and then the harvest festival, which got a little rained out, but still we're doing what we can to bring money into the historical society, but we just don't have enough to serve the people like we'd like.
Now, this is a mail-in only election, if I'm correct.
Yep.
And so those ballots will go out in the mail sometime around the middle of the month, around the 16th of October, and then, of course, Election Day is actually on November 7th. This is obviously an off-year election, so do you think that that will impact the responses?
It's hard to say. Here in Glenwood, people are really good about voting in elections, and so we hope we have a good turnout. One thing I do want to say is the Doc Holliday collection we talked about earlier is how we're paying for that loan we took out to buy the Notorious Derringer. This 1A ballot issue will not have anything to do with that. I want people to realize that. This will go towards 50% of it will go towards administration, where we can bring some staff on right now. Most of the museum associations and the citizens that are running the museums don't have any paid staff at all. And so then 40% of it will go to grants that people in the community can apply for that will help restore buildings and do that sort of a thing. So we're putting that money back into the community, over 40% of it. And I want to emphasize that because that makes it people understand when, again, we're trying to become an economic engine in the community and provide jobs for folks and also provide avenues to make money from the tourists that come here.
What about the remaining 10%, Bill?
That goes to administering the cost of actually the money and the citizens group that will be part of this. There's seven people will be on a special citizens board that will answer directly to the county commissioners, two from each of the commissioners' district and one at-large position. And again, since this is a grassroots effort, people then can be on that commission. And that's what I want to emphasize, that people will be able to decide where this money goes. You have to apply for it in grants, and so it's going to be a really good thing for the citizens of Garfield County. If you buy a cup of coffee, I normally buy a chai tea with a shot of espresso for $5, but for every $100,000 of assessed property value for private residences, that's $3.24. That's not even a cup of exotic coffee. So we're not talking about a huge amount here of the mill levy increase. It's a pretty small amount.
What are the organizations that would benefit from if question 1A is passed? Obviously, the Glenwood Historical Society is the first one.
Parachute, the Grand Valley Historical Society. Then in Rifle, they have the Rifle Museum and their Heritage Center. The Silt Museum there, the Silt Historical Society, Newcastle Historical Society, us and the Glenwood Springs Railroad Museum, and then also the Sopris Historical Society in Carbondale. All the historical societies in Garfield County.
So all of the incorporated towns in Garfield County would have some representation in receiving this money, as well as representation on that seven-member, sounds like an advisory board to the commissioners.
Correct.
Is that right?
Exactly. Okay. That's what it is. And, you know, each of these, I was asked the question, why can't you guys just consolidate into one organization? Well, then we wouldn't serve the community we're in. Each community has its own place to go to research, to visit the objects we have in the collections, and that's the way we want to keep it. We want to continue to serve each community that we're in.
What do you estimate the annual income would be from Question 1A?
Estimating approximately $1 million that we would be distributed, as I said before, among all those organizations by the Citizens Advisory Group.
So that makes it pretty easy to figure out then. About half that, so about $500,000 would go to helping each one of these historical societies bring on administrative staff, paid staff in cases where they don't have paid staff already, folks that can actually be paid to hang out at these places and help them fill out paperwork and scan all those documents and those archives. So that leaves about $400,000 for those grants that you were talking about. Talk a little bit more about these grants. You mentioned maybe you could give grants to people with historic buildings. Are we talking public buildings, private buildings, commercial buildings, residential buildings, or
we're talking commercial and public buildings? For instance, the Canyon Creek Schoolhouse here recently, we wrote a letter of support for their effort to get money through the Colorado Historic Grant. But that money has to be matched one for one. So if somebody came in and said, hey, we really would like to apply for a grant to restore this old schoolhouse that we'd like to use, then we would be willing to, through an application process, give the half that they need to come up with, which could be matched against the Colorado Historic Fund. So that's the kind of really a benefit that I think we could really supply, because Rout County has done this already. And they're doing exactly what we'd like to do, and I think you know, if people just come to us and talk to us, give me a call or come down to the museum, we could talk further about it. But all you have to do to see in our museum in the basement is how we are crammed, every nook and cranny is crammed full of stuff. We're not really taking care of a lot of the things that we'd like to take care of better, and that's the purpose here, so we serve the community better.
Again, Bill's number is 948-9606. And, of course, as you mentioned, you can just stop by the museum, 1001 Colorado Avenue in downtown Glenwood. It's, as you know, Bill, I have lunch with my dad once a week, and his office is downtown near the post office, too. I got to tell you, around the middle of the day is the perfect time to go downtown. You can park on one of the side streets. You go back out to 10th, you get right back on Grand Avenue, and it's really not a big deal at all. It's one of the easiest things to do considering the bridge detour. Let's put it that way.
Right. Yeah, and the other thing we'd like to do, too, is to do more digital histories of families. You know, for about $700, we could do that with a family doing all their history and recording that for their family, for their posterity, and for also for history's sake. And when we do that, you know, we'd be willing to really do that for any family that would come to us. We just don't have the funding at this time to do that.
So is that $700, that's about what the cost to you would be? Or if a large family with a lot of history in Garfield County came to you and said, here are seven $100 bills, will you do this process for us? Is that more what you're talking about?
Well, you know, we are in partnership with a group that Chris Treble, True Media Foundation, also Versatile Productions. And so that would be the person. It's high-def video. We have started with a couple of those already, but just, again, the funding's keeping us from doing that. Someone wants to walk in with that and say, hey, I want my family of 12 people to be recorded, would certainly do it at this time.
That's a pretty small family if it's an old ranch family from Western Garfield County, but I guess I speak for myself. We'll take one final break, come back and wrap things up in just a moment. Again, if you have any questions about Garfield County Question 1A, of course, you can always stop by your local historic society and ask them their thoughts about it. I'm sure that they would probably agree almost line for line with what Bill might tell you. Of course, you can always call Bill at 948-9606. Again, all of the incorporated towns in Garfield County are participating in the Citizens for Historic Garfield County ballot question 1A. including the Sopris Historical Society, the Glenwood Springs Railroad Museum, which is kind of a little-known gem. Wouldn't you agree with that, Bill, the Railroad Museum?
Well, it is, yeah, and the problem right now is their future is in jeopardy because Union Pacific has raised the rent a considerable amount of money, wanting to try to make money off of that little room down there in the depot. But we're hoping to be able to fix that problem as well when we see the benefits of this mill levy, for sure.
Gotcha. Also participating I guess you would say in favor of this ballot question, the Glenwood Springs Historical Society, of course, Newcastle Silt Historical Societies, the Rifle Heritage Center and the Rifle Creek Museum, and, of course, the Grand Valley Historical Society as well. Find a subject that many people can agree on any other time, and I would be really surprised. So I think that kind of is a good indication of the character, I guess you might say, and the validity of this question. Not that I am suggesting anyone vote one way or another, because as we all know, I am completely ambivalent about all things political. Quick break. Right. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Bill Kite from the Glenwood Springs Historical Society. Again, the ghost walks every Friday and Saturday night for the rest of October. So the 13th, 14th, 20th, 21st, 27th, and 28th. Again, these sell out. They're limited to only 30 people, so they sell out every year. They're a big hit. It's kind of a destination event for folks that like to do in-state tourism and come to Glenwood. So if you're interested in checking one out, good idea to get tickets in advance. They're $20 per person, $18 for seniors, and $12 for members of the Glenwood Springs Historical Society. If you'd like to become a member, you can always just give Bill a call, 948-9606, or stop by the Frontier Historical Museum. What are your operating hours, by the way, Bill?
Winter hours are from 1 to 4, and it's Wednesday through Saturday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday. So we're off Tuesday and Wednesday.
All right, and again, 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And as I said, especially early afternoons in downtown Glenwood, really not too bad with traffic. So, and there's usually plenty of parking. I joke that when it mattered, I could always get a parking spot in the shade on Pitkin. Now that the days are getting a little bit colder, you might be looking for a parking spot on the other side of Pitkin where right. It would be in the sun. But you get the idea anyway. Again, the Glenwood Springs Historical Society is one of the many historical societies in Garfield County that is looking for a little help from ballot question 1A. This would be a mill levy, right, Bill? You mentioned
that. A mill levy increase, okay. Right. It's, I think, 0.00045 of a mill, which none of us quite understand. But like I said, you know, for every $100,000 of evaluated property, private property, that's $3.24.
Thank you for saying that, because it is absolutely true. I'm sure that there's some mathematical way all this works out. But to the lay person like me, the bottom line is $324 per $100,000 of assessed value is what it would mean
right.
In terms of bottom line figures. Now, this is not a permanent funding mechanism for these historical societies and museums in Garfield County.
No, it's not. It sunsets in 10 years, and that's plenty of time for all of us to get a more sustainable source of funding that will really help us to do that. And you know, to emphasize, the ghost walk for us gets us through the winter. If we did not have the ghost walk and the money we bring in from that, we would not be able to stay open in the winter ourselves. So that just gives you a little bit of an idea how hand-to-mouth we really are.
And you're not alone. You mentioned before we got started the Rifle Heritage Center and the Rifle Creek Museum. They don't have the money to install a heating system or to fix the heating system that's there. I'm not sure which
right.
The case is. But the bottom line is they have to close every year for the winter because they can't keep the heat on.
Right. Correct. Yeah, exactly.
And I also, if people are interested, it seems sometimes when it comes down to politics, and this doesn't seem like a politically minded question, but anything you vote on, I suppose, technically would be. It seems like people kind of vote the way they're going to vote, but we do have that resource every year that comes out. Is it the League of Women Voters that prints the what we call the Blue Book, which is actually white this year?
I'm not sure. Due to the Tabor Amendment, that has to let people know what's going on. And I encourage people to read that. It'll only take you a few minutes. Don't just throw it over to the side or throw it in the trash, because it's really important. Let you know what we're doing here, and that's why those things are put out, so people know what they're getting into.
Let me ask you the response that you've received from the public over the last two or three months since you received permission from the commissioners that decided to put this question on the ballot, right?
Right. And this is a nonpartisan issue. All three commissioners voted to put this on the ballot. And John Martin said himself, over the 20 years he's been a commissioner, he's never seen a tax increase he could vote for except for this one. And that says a lot because, again, this is our history. We're not talking about something out there that doesn't make a difference to people. This is about our collective history. And we are history. We're making history right now. And that's something I think people really need to think about. And if you'd like to help us out, we'd like to go door to door and talk to people. And we could certainly use some manpower there and some women power. So if you're interested in helping us out, again, just give me a call. We'd certainly like to put you to work.
Again, Bill's number is 948-9606. And unlike a lot of issues that we talk about, this is not isolated to one town or one city in Garfield County. This relates to all of them, all of the incorporated towns in Garfield County, from Parachute all the way to Carbondale. So if you would be interested in hearing more about Garfield County Question 1A, you can always check in with your local historical society, wherever that may be. I'm sure that a Google search would probably come up with some results. If you're not sure, give Bill a call. I know that Bill would be able to answer that question and put you in touch with not only the location of your local museum or historical society, but probably a specific person. And again, Bill's number is 948-9606. Again, the Ghost Walks, Fridays and Saturday nights for the rest of October. They start at 7:45, and 8:30. Of course, a trip up to Linwood Cemetery. You'll get to meet six different characters from Glenwood's history. Again, you can buy tickets at glenwoodhistory.com. And, of course, you can stop by the Frontier Historical Museum at 1001 Colorado Avenue on Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday afternoons from 1 to 4 as well. You can buy tickets there and have a conversation about Garfield County Ballot Question 1A, I'm sure, as well. For the Ghost Walk, tickets are $20 per person, $18 for seniors, $12 for members of the Historical Society. And again, if you'd like to have a conversation about maybe a corporate trip to check out one of these ghost walks, give Bill a call, and he'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
You got it.
A lot of gangster history in Glenwood, too. That's
there is.
The angle
Absolutely.
That I was working there. Was it Diamond Jim?
Jack. Diamond Jack.
Thank you. Diamond Jack. Yep. Sweetwater Lake, right? Up in that
Correct.
Area?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any final comments, Bill, on let's break this down, I guess, first about Garfield County Ballot Question 1A?
You bet. I've been a public servant my whole career, and I wouldn't be putting something out here that I couldn't really get behind myself that's not going to benefit the public. And there aren't that many things that really do, if you think about it. When you're asking for people's money, I want it to count. And this is going to count to preserve our history, our local history, our ranching and farming history, our merchants' history. The history of this place is so rich, this valley is, that don't lose that history. And I'm really afraid we're going to if we don't do something like this. It's just a matter of time. So thank you very much for your support, and I hope you can see fit to, when that ballot comes, to do the right thing.
Any final thoughts or comments on the ghost walks for the rest of the month?
Well, you'll be missing out, especially tonight, since it's Friday the 13th. We have a few tickets left for all three shows. When I go back, I'll see how many tickets we do have left. But hurry, because it does sell out every year, and you're going to be missing a lot of fun tonight, because I'll be there just to make sure.
Bill, it's a pleasure, as always. All the best, and we'll be talking to you. I don't know what the next event is. Maybe it'll be after question 1A is in the books, but
right.
I know we'll be running into you from time to time, so as you know, you're always welcome here. Look forward to the next conversation.
Thanks, Gabe. It's always a pleasure to be here with you guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
It's our pleasure. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.